Welcome to 10-Minute Bible Talks,
where we connect the Bible to your life
in the time it takes to get to work.
I'm Tanya Wilmoth. Today's episode of our 2 Chronicles 10 through 12 is a tongue-twisting tale of two leaders. Jeroboam had an inferiority complex, and Rehoboam had a superiority complex. Now, Rehoboam was the son of Solomon. And even though Solomon was a great king, he accumulated a lot of wealth and exercised a lot of wisdom, his heart was turned away from the Lord after he married Pharaoh's daughter. Remember, he started allowing idol worship into his heart and his home and his country, piece by piece. And we're going to talk about the very unwise things his son, Rehoboam, did today to contribute to the division of the northern and southern tribes or kingdoms. But 2 Chronicles 10:15 tells us all this was brought about by God because of Solomon's apostasy. Now, we can't help but read this with caution, allowing things to come into our lives that take us piece by piece away from wholehearted devotion to God is very dangerous. We also read this with an open hand, seeing through these examples how repentance and obedience, which, by the way, are always available to us, can lead to the restoration of God's blessing. I'm not sure which one will land with you today, maybe both, but let me tell you the story. When Solomon died, the country was strong, they were wealthy, the temple was extravagant and beautiful. The people were finally able to worship God in the temple, and the wealth of Solomon was on great display there while they worshiped. On one hand, there was national pride and security. But on the other hand, all this came at a cost. Solomon had to use resident aliens to do the hard work. He made them into slaves for the country, and he worked them tirelessly. And because that wasn't enough, he also instituted a draft for the common people, and they had to work 4 months a year on the king's projects. So when Solomon died, there was a group that spoke up and said, "Hey, we want a new ruler that doesn't require so much of us, so much of our time and our energy for the throne. We want to be able to work on our own projects and provide for our own families." And for this group, Jeroboam arose as the leader. In fact, God had already appointed Jeroboam, and we can learn about that in 1 Kings. He had been in exile in Egypt, but now he came out to speak on behalf of these people who were overworked. So Jeroboam went to Rehoboam, Solomon's son, to plead this case. And Rehoboam heard him, and he said, "Give me 3 days." And then Rehoboam did something that seems kind of wise. He went to his father's counselors, and they said something that sounds pretty wise. They said, "It would be good for you to listen to these people and please them and speak good words to them. They will be your servants forever." These were words of restoration and loyalty and keeping people together. But Rehoboam didn't really like what he heard. So he went to some people his own age, and they suggested that he say instead to Jeroboam, quote, "My little finger is thicker than my father's thighs." So after 3 days, Rehoboam took the counsel of his youth and said that he would add weight to their yokes, and he would punish them with scorpions instead of leather whips if they didn't obey. So when they heard this, it finally occurred to Jeroboam and the dissidents that they didn't have to stay. They didn't have to remain subjects to Rehoboam. They could actually leave. So they did. And Rehoboam sent someone to persuade them to return, but Rehoboam didn't really care quite enough to change his mind or his words. So the kingdom that was built and fortified by his father for over 80 years dissolved in a matter of days. So if Rehoboam had a superiority complex that kept him from hearing wise counsel, from changing his mind, from seeing evidence that his decision was wrong, from turning back while there was still time, well, Jeroboam had an inferiority complex that also hurt the people. Jeroboam's problem was that this northern section that he went back to didn't include Jerusalem. It didn't include the temple. And he was worried that when the people went south to the temple to worship God, they would be going into Rehoboam's territory. And when they were there, they might turn against him. They might be persuaded to join the southern kingdom again. So to solve for this, Jeroboam decided people shouldn't have to go to the temple to worship God. And so he created his own pseudo-religion. He set up fake and shoddy shrines close to the border to stop their people on the way to the temple. And anyone who could come up with the money could make sacrifices and act as a priest of one of these shrines. There was no out-and-out warfare against Judah or between Judah and Israel, but the hostility never ceased to exist. I wonder if you have ever experienced hostility because of either a superiority or inferiority complex. Have you ever been in a place where you were so sure you were right, you just couldn't hear anything that was telling you to lay it down or listen or soften? You gravitated only to the voices that told you that you were right and you were justified and you should protect yourself. For the people of Israel, this had serious consequences. While Chronicles said that Rehoboam started strong, it also says that when he abandoned the law of the Lord, all of Israel went with him. And because of this, God punished them by allowing the king of Egypt to come in and take all the treasure they'd accumulated under Solomon. They took the gold from the palace and the temple, and they left it bare. In a sad display of defeat, Rehoboam eventually had bronze shields made to replace the gold ones the Egyptians had taken. We don't know where Rehoboam's heart ended up, but we do know he was still trying to make things look good on the outside, even though it was all a facade. And then Jeroboam, because he was insecure, he led people into a watered-down and fake kind of worship. It was a worship of easy access, of all-inclusiveness. There wasn't one God and one temple and one way to come before him, but a free-for-all to keep everyone happy. Relationally, spiritually, we can face the same temptations. A double down. I am right, and everyone else is misguided or misinformed or wrong. So I will treat them however I want or say whatever I want without regard for my own limitations, my own weaknesses, my own sin. Just a complete lack of awareness. Or on the other hand, we can have a fear of losing someone or turning someone away. So we establish no boundaries, no truth about who God is, no limits about what he requires of his people, so that people are actually misinformed and misled about God's true holiness. These stories point us to how desperately we need a better king, the true king, Jesus, who rescues us from our complexes and forgives us. A king who invites us to leave behind the pride and the jealousy and the envy that try to tangle us with conflict and strife and division. A king that asks us to follow him. Will you take time to slow your mind and your thoughts with King Jesus today? Don't be like Rehoboam and go find someone that will tell you you were right. But look to Jesus. Look to his word. See what God says is right. Ask his people. Or will you ask him to show you where a quest for power is tempting you or misleading you? Will you let him show you where you need to lay down a sword and work on reconciliation? Jesus invites us to live with a better hope in his power. It's a power that will be exercised over all creation one day when he returns. With Jesus as our true king, we don't have to engage in the power struggles of today because we can trust him. He will never misuse us or mistreat us and will never lie to us. He is always good, always faithful, always true. We can lay down our swords and rest in him. If this podcast is helping you grow in your faith and you want more people to experience what you have, would you join our team? 10 Minute Bible Talks is a crowdfunded project. Even a monthly gift of $10 makes a huge difference. All gifts are tax deductible, and it couldn't be easier. Just click on the link in the show notes.